We humans have a strong need to be something. Actually, it's the ego that has that need. But we all have an ego. So if you know that, and you are intelligent, then you may ask the question, but how do you do that in a world with 8 billion people that are as smart or smarter than you are? I said, if you are intelligent. Chances are, you are not intelligent. Today's world doesn't seem to foster intelligence. Hashtag image underscore title. So your behavior, your attitude is likely one of two. 1. I am smart. I'll do it my way. Like Frank Sinatra sang. 2. I'll slavishly and dutifully do it their way. And suffer for feeling like a slave. And that is where intelligence would come in. Intelligence would say, there must be a way, a third way, that gives me a sense that I am smart, and I must have that or I'll feel stupid, and still do it their way. Maybe there are a fourth, fifth ways. But I never looked for those. Even though as I am looking now, some very smart people renamed what they invented and claimed as their own. In another word, they misappropriated an intellectual property. Stole it. No dignity in that. That is what happened to Werner Erhard. That is what that famous 60 Minute segment was about in 1991. The third way. The third way, my way, the way of have your cake and eat it too is this. You make what you learn, you make the method you learn your own. By knowing it deeper than the original they did. Knowing it so deeply that a whole new world opens up, a whole new world to see. Of course that is a process. You first need to slavishly follow instructions, stumble, bumble, fall short. Like in any learning. There is no other way. If you feel you got it right, you can be 100% sure that you got it wrong. Huh? Yeah. If there is no stumbling, then you got it wrong. My forever unsuccessful clients choose that route. They cannot be with failure, not even for a moment. They have such hypersensitive egos that they can't seem to afford to be a beginner in anything. They have to be something. The measure, again, is the DLB, and their DLB is below 1%, virtually zero. In many contexts, DLB is the most predictive of a person's future success. Low DLB, twitchy little bastard score, signals jumping. Hasty, fretting, scrambling, too fast decisions. The issue is the meaning. Humans are meaning-making machines. All humans. The entire species' essence that it lives through meaning. AKA words. Some humans, given their soul correction, jump into meaning without actually looking, more readily than others. My hunch is that it is the three in their numerical makeup. But I am not certain. I have a three in my numerological makeup, my soul correction is 34, and I have been dealing with and struggling with this tendency to jump all my life. I have developed strategies to compensate for this tendency. I say it doesn't mean that. Or I say it ain't necessarily so or it isn't over till the fat lady sings. I can arrest the jumping only 30% of the time. Which is pitiful, but so far it is the best I can do. When I started this work back in 1985, I jumped 100% of the time. So it's progress. Inside the head the words, when jumping, are I know. Or oh no. Or it's not gonna work. Or yes or hell no. One of the reasons for the low truth value of human science and knowledge is this jumping into meaning. Being sure. An inability to hang out in uncertainty. A profound lack of intelligence. Intelligence is being able to hang out. Someone's intelligence can be measured by the quantity of uncertainties that he can bear. Depth of a soul being measurable by the number of contradictions it can bear, Nietzsche. Heraclitus states that intelligent people can bear moving forward even when a lot of situations in their lives look like they could work. Or not. In one word, uncertainty. By the way, this is what we should call emotional intelligence. Emotions are feelings plus the meaning. So the interpretation of a feeling. Uncertainty is unpleasant. An unpleasant feeling. That the unfortunate person turns into certainty by jumping into what some meaning. Or by jumping out of it into some certainty. There are no facts, only interpretations. Friedrich Nietzsche. What we call cognitive dissonance is not a mental flaw or disorder, it is a great virtue if we accept uncertainty and the unresolved questions of life. Intelligent is a man who is capable of being in uncertainty. Mysterious, doubts, without any irritable reaching for fact and reason and certainty. So if you want to be more intelligent, you may want to learn my method of putting the jumping on hold by one or all of my little sayings, it ain't necessarily so. It's not over till the fat lady sings. One of the phenomena worth mentioning here is your health measurements and the results I tell you. You, all of you, have jumped into conclusions. Many didn't even ask me to clarify. Didn't ask me how to get well. Didn't ask me what the numbers say. And another many asked for healing, and then jumped into another conclusion, I am now well. It ain't necessarily so, my friend. Your jumpiness is what is going to kill you. Another example is my challenges. You already know how it's going to go. It will go like everything else you have ever done, or the exact opposite of it. It is going to be the thing that finally makes you a winner. Both are jumps, if you look carefully. Both are unintelligent. Neither is a fact. How it's going to go is uncertain. Truly uncertain. I don't know and you can't know either. I know what I am committed to. And I am committed to create a process that takes you out of your meaning-making machine, and into reality, where everything happens. I am committed to teach you that actions are what cause things happen. And actions can be tiny, and many actions can be really enjoyable. And when you had enough actions under your belt, you may not need to fret whether you are smart or stupid, you can just do what you said you would do, and be okay with yourself. Smarts never made anyone successful. Stupidity never made anyone a failure. When at age 49 I discovered that a stupid person can be rich, even a millionaire, my life turned around. Until that point I was certain that I had to be smart to achieve anything. At that point that certainty was made malleable. And I have been living as a stupid person who can do amazing things in this world. And I am comfortable with not knowing, comfortable with being stupid, ordinary, and the contradiction that what I do may be smart, regardless. Emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is measured with how comfortable you are with yourself, with being you exactly the way you are, and exactly the way you aren't. I am comfortable with myself. Therefore I spend zero time in my head worrying, fretting, thinking of myself. I have taken myself out of the picture, and not surprisingly I am making better decisions with me out of the picture. How often? 70%. The rest of the time I still have a tendency to jump. GRRR. LOL. One of the reasons that you haven't had projects that succeeded is this incessant need to feel something, to feel smart, and this jumping into conclusions. Another is that you fell for the meme, that thought virus that you can create with your thoughts. And the third is that you think that your thinking of yourself changes anything. That beating yourself up is a useful activity. In the upcoming 5-day challenge we'll work on creating the mindset, the foundation, the formulation of a project. Of course no project worth its name can be accomplished in just 5 days, from idea to result. A project is more steps than that. For example for me creating a challenge is a project. But writing an article isn't. For me it's a step. For me creating a sales page with an offer may not be a project, I have done so many of those. So for me it is a step. Yet what is a step for me may be a project for you. Part of a big project that may have 100 smaller projects. We'll start small. But we'll start with the end in mind. Your life. The horizon. We may start on the principle of the 7 boulders. Staring down the tiger of the big boulder that stands in our way. One of my clients, an overeager participant, has already started. Started to face down her tiger, superiority. Your soul correction gives you your tiger more often than not. Bring purpose to life. The 5 days will give you instruction on setting up a project. Working it will start at the end of the week. You can stay on to get support in that. Your intelligence or lack of intelligence will show in that decision.